Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
I'm so glad to have you here today on this Sunday, Palm Sunday. I'm glad I found out what Palm Sunday really is about. It's on. Is that all right? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right. You may be seated if you like. You've been standing long enough. But if you feel like getting up and praising God, do that. With all of God's help, I'm going to need all your help today to preach, to minister, whatever the Lord wants. I want you to be blessed. I don't want you to sit there and not be blessed. I want to say every word as clearly and as encouraging as I can. Because we're living in a time when you don't know what the person next to you is going through. Amen. Say, I'm going to have a breakthrough. I'm going to have a breakthrough. Even if it looks like it's dead, God is a resurrection. He's alive. Nothing's impossible with Jesus Christ. Good to have all our visitors with us. Good to have the preachers with us. I cannot remember you all by name. And surely this has been a week. Surely this has been a month. Surely we're missing a few up here, and we appreciate our singers, but we're missing LaWanna. We're missing Sean. We're missing others. I'll start naming. I'll completely. You just want everyone. Hallelujah. But wherever LaWanna and Sean is, you'd be praying for them. I'm missing Sister Pierce, my wife, my right hand, my backbone. When I look over there and she's not there, then I sort of get a little sad. Hallelujah. You know, because I want her to be in church. She's not felt well. She has fought with situations. But we won't get in that. She's going to be fine. It's just it's a time and a season that we're going through. Can you say amen? So I'm going to do my best. And at my best, it's going to take God. And I believe the Lord is in this house, and I want to see you encouraged. I want to see you brought out. I want to see you shouting the victory. Not literally, maybe. If you want to shout and order, that's fine. If you want to scream in the Lord and then be right, that's fine. It's okay. Just make sure OSHA don't get on us. Can you say amen? But love the Lord, and let's have a great move of God. And, you know, some of you I don't recognize. I walked in, I looked at my youngest son, Grayson, and I said, what happened to you? And I said, who are you? He said, I'm Grayson. He said, they got the shave in my head, and they come on down and cut all my beard off. Well, I'm glad I know why one looks like he looks good. Amen. He looks 10 years younger. Saying, yeah, amen. Not quite. But there's always somebody asking a question. Why didn't you do this, Lord? Why is it waiting so long for this, Lord? Even preachers. I know right now that I've got questions in my life, had them for many, many years about things that's happened in the ministry, happened in our lives, and happened with people. But I remember I was sitting over here a few moments ago, and the Lord, I'm going to say the Lord spoke to me. And I've been studying, I've got notes everywhere, and I've got scriptures everywhere. But all at once, that's right, I got all kinds of scriptures. And for two or three days, I've just been before the Lord saying, God, what do you want? And I'm not saying today it's going to make you hang from the chandeliers in this church. Hallelujah. But I'm going to say that we're going to enter into the courts of the Lord. We're going to have a time in the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Somebody is going to get a miracle today. Somebody is going to be delivered from sin, sickness, and break all these curses. It's tried to break you. Hallelujah. I don't have all the answers. Matter of fact, I don't even know all the questions. Don't ask me. I don't know all the questions. I know maybe a few questionable bone questions. And I'm trying to be slower to speak and quicker to think and do things right. Can you say amen? If you got your Bibles in the book of John, I told you I'd change my mind. All at once, I'm praising the Lord. I'm hoping the Lord, sister, this is what the Lord really wants us to preach today. I believe it is. I'm not questioning it. I'm just questioning me. Because the Sunday before last, I preached about David and a place that they give David the Philistines give David, what was the name of that town? Ziklag. I seem like I'm not as quick to think, but I'm going to think better. Hallelujah. Give him Ziklag. I ain't got Alzheimer's. And it's just a thing that I've been dealing with. Give him Ziklag. And I preached about between the Philistines and a king chasing a king, David and Saul and Samuel and the Philistines and Ziklag and 600 mighty men of valor that nobody wanted. And David took them in. They were all Israelites, I believe. And they was taken in, and the Philistines, one general, I'm gonna come over it again. One general, one of the highest elite in the Philistines, liked David. When an enemy really likes you, you must have something good about you. But he liked David, and he was going to go at war against Saul, the king of Israel. And so the Philistines said, no, you can't go with us because he is a Hebrew himself. He may turn on us. But anyway, when he went back and he got his men and he went down to Ziklag, he got to Ziklag, and that he thought everything would be fine where he had a rest, for he could find some rest with his men. But when he got to Ziklag, the enemy, Amalekites, had come and picked up his people and got them and his wives and his donkeys, everything he had. Everything, his money, everything he had, his treasures, and they took them away. And 600 mighty men of valor wanted to kill David. They really wanted to kill him. And he went out and he cried before the Lord and he said, Lord, what must I do? He said, get up. You get up and you pursue and you take back what the enemy's taken from you. Now, right now, we're in a take back position. We're in a take back position. Here I go again. He said, you take back what Satan has tried to take from you. Build you an altar. Tear down the altars of Baal. If you got any of those, tear down the altars that's not of God. Build you a new altar. Put your sacrifice on the altar. You kill your bull that's not a bull of witchcraft, not a bull of sorcery, not a bull that's of the world. You know, different symbols represent different things. But you put a bull upon that altar, praise God. I'm tying this in. Take back. Today we need to take back some of the things that have been taken of us. Taken from us. We've had strength taken from us. We've had joy. I know you say I haven't had it, but you're dealing with fighting spirits. You're dealing with flesh. You're dealing with ailments in your body. Situations that you don't know how to handle. So we need to know how to handle them. Now, how many phases of the armed service have we got? We got the Navy SEALs, we got the Green Berets, we got the Rangers, and I could go on and on. We've got many out here, the Air Force Base or the Navy Base, and they're all training. But they got a special task. They specialize in something. The Bible said the Lord has said in the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He said in the church, prophets. He said in the church, gifts of the Spirit. But we need to know how to use them. If we use them out of order, we might get cut ourselves. Some that don't understand tongues that walks in here, come on. Some that don't understand raising your hands that walks in here, they don't have the foggiest idea of what's going on. But when we get right ourselves, we get to the place and say, Lord, I want them to feel what I feel. I want them to enjoy what I enjoy. How did David hear the voice of God? You've heard folks that God spoke to me. Well, if you can hear the devil, why can't you hear God? Because the devil is a spirit. He's real. But God is more real than him. Hallelujah. I can do all things, Paul. That little 4 foot, 9 inch, hook nosed, bald headed, bow legged, matted eyed Pharisee among Pharisees. Boy, a good looking guy, wasn't he? He wrote over 2/3 of the New Testament. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. The anointed one who strengthened me. He gives me strength beyond the strength. He said, I once was a Pharisee among Pharisees. Hallelujah. How do we hear from God? We hear from God by the word of God. We pray, we talk to God. And when we get through praying, we hear the word of God, and God talks to us again, talks back to us. So what question are you asking the Lord today? What question? We got all kind of forces that's trying to break us up, trying to come against us. We got all kinds of demonic situations in the second heaven, in the second dimension, first dimension, the earth, the stratosphere and the atmosphere and the fears, the stratosphere, the third. Paul went to the third heaven, but he didn't say, leave the second heaven alone. Now, I'm going to leave you that question. You study it. I find people going to the third heaven. Paul, not very many. I find the first heaven, but the second heaven must be where the demonic angels fell. All right. So don't be fooling with things that you're not supposed to fool with. But I find a question I want to ask you today. A question that I sat in the chair and I prayed to God, and this whole week I've asked God, what do you want for these people? What do you want for myself? No longer than I put the phone down, somebody, hallelujah, way off or not far away. It won't be long now. This is about over. I've heard folks, come on, hang on, stand. And then they say, look, I've already made things right with God. I'm ready to go home. I had one man in this church, he's dead now. As far as the flesh, he said, Brother Pierce, I went to school with him years gone by. He said, Brother Pierce, don't pray that I live. He'd been filled with God's Spirit. He had everything that he took. He lived in this church. He went with this church. He got a wife in this church. He got family in this church. When he was a sinner, he was an outranked, hell-raising sinner. But when he came to God, got filled with the Spirit, got his name invoked upon him. I've seen other people in other places. And when he was dying, he said, Brother Pierce, he said, pray for me that I die. I'm ready to meet Jesus. I'm going to give you a scripture in a few minutes. I say, Lord, I'm praying for folks to live for Jesus. Some people don't want to meet Jesus. Right now, I'm not craving to meet Jesus. I want to stay on a little longer, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. But when it comes my time to go, I want to be say, hallelujah, even come so, Lord Jesus. What do you think I've been going this long for in my life? Because I want to hear him say, well done, my son, you've proved out we're faithful. You rejoice because your name is written. Oh, my God. Adam Mecca hopped up. That'll make you want to shout a little bit. That'll make you want to praise God a little bit. I may be a little bit older, but I've got news for you. The Spirit that's in me is just as young as it was. Hallelujah. I was made in the beginning as God created me in the mind of God. In Jeremiah 1:5, in my mother's womb, when I was created in the mind of God. I knew you before I ever made you. Who am I to question God? When one leaves, we need to have 5 or 25 or 5,000 added to the church. Nobody can take the place of my daddy. Nobody can take the place of my mother. Nobody can take the place of that brother. He wasn't worried about his money. He said, Brother Pierce, what y'all need, I got some money. I want to give it to the church. We bought steeples, we bought this, we bought that. We bought the best we could buy at that time. But in the scripture, this is what it said in St. John, the 11th chapter, in the 21st verse. I've had questions here lately, especially since I've got to the place that when you pass 80, you know that you're living by strength. Then when you live by strength, and hallelujah, gets a little bit older, you say, Lord, how long have I really got here? And I know that the door hallelujah, sooner or later, see, I'm closer as far as age than you are that you're 25, 30, 35, 40. I've buried 1,000 people, seems like. I've married God knows how many. My ears cannot do like they used to do. But oh, when I hear the sound of mighty waters, when I sense the presence of God in the house of God, ain't no grave going to hold this body down. Ain't no grave. I'm having a new body. Praise God, I'll have a new body. Need to break it up or you can have a breakthrough. Break it up. You have a breakthrough. All right. 21st verse of the, I believe, the 11th chapter of John, St. John. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service today. I'm not going to preach long, but I ask the anointing to be here. Be inside of us. Let people understand that we're preaching the same God from Genesis to Revelation that way back yonder. The sanctified folks preach. Those that didn't know anything about what we know now, maybe they knew more. But God, we're going to the same heaven. And we know, God, there's a hell. We're going to talk about the goodness of God today because David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. Said amen. This was a story about, the Bible said, after a man wants to die, and after death, then to judgment. Here was a man that died once. Now, there's explanation for this. But there was a will of God to be done here. So, the Bible said that Lazarus was Martha's brother. And Mary, they were very close, good friends, even with Jesus. But the Bible said Lazarus is sick, but Jesus said this sickness is not unto death, but the Bible said he died. Did he miss it? Come on, finders. The Bible said that this sickness is not unto death, but he died. Lazarus flat out died. Not only that, he was dead for what, 4 days? 1 day, 24 hours. 2 days, 24 hours. 3 days, and then the Jewish law and stuff said, well, he can come back or whatever. But the fourth day, he started to stink. And they said, he can't live again until the resurrection. But Jesus said, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus, Matthew 1:21, the Bible said his name should be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is the Son of God, but God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received back up in the Lord. What did Jesus say? The mediator between God and man. It's not what I predict, it's what the Word of God said. What did Jesus say? He said his sickness is not unto death. Your mother's not dead, only in the flesh. She's still somewhere. My daddy's still living. Every one of our loved ones are gone, but hallelujah, that's going on. They are still, can be manifest in a way with a new body. With a body that don't hurt. I've got to preach on this today because Satan has tried to scare us all to the place we won't worship, to the place, God, that hot sweat breaks out on you till you worry. We need to kill that bull. Hallelujah. That Satan's tried to put in front of us and get a fresh bull and put it on the altar of God. Break the curse. I hope you understand that. Make an altar. Your fathers cannot get salvation for you. Your grandfather can't get salvation for you. Your aunt cannot get salvation for you. Your mother can't. You got to get it yourself. That's why John, St. John 3, 5, Nicodemus, a teacher of the law, and that is saying something to be a rabbi. He came to Jesus by night. I don't know why. He said, "What must I do? What must I do?" Am I too crazy today? Am I too crazy? What must I do to be saved? He asked him that, St. John 3, 5. And then Jesus said, unless a man is born again, how he cannot even see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said, okay, Jesus, I'm going to ask you a question. How can a man go back into his mother's womb, being an old man? Just being a young man, that'd be tough. But he said, an old man, I can't figure out, even ever see, how a man can go back into his mother's womb. Jesus said, you don't understand. He's got to have a born-again experience, a relationship with God. I was born once. I don't remember that time. My mother told me about it. My daddy did. They know the dates. They know the time. I don't know. My family knows. But I got born again later on in the years. The second birth is what really makes the difference. When you come to God and you get a relationship with God and you speak in tongues, I believe most people don't believe in that tongue talking stuff. But I'll say this, some of the biggest gang members, some of the biggest dope heads, some of the biggest situations, they've received God's Spirit, and now they say, oh, I thought what I was really needing. Boy, that went over real good. That's why you have a little conniption every once in a while. Ooh, glory to God. That's why you do a little jig. You ain't got to do it, but some folks do it. That's why I say hallelujah. That's why hallelujah. Do a little jig. I don't have to, but hey, if the Spirit in me is alive, only way I can express it is glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said he's not dead, he's alive. I watched some of you here today that got to live all week with the stuff that's going to come through your phone, come through work, come to you, but in the morning time when we get up, we ought to connect with the ground, to connect with God, and say, Heavenly Father, Jesus, I thank you for another day. And don't ever say that the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire is not really real. It would not surprise me if the White House and all the staff and even my house, my whole family would be filled and thrilled with God's Spirit. And when you do, you won't love the world. You won't love the things in the world. You'll come out from it. And I don't mean that you'll look like something that's dead. You will be dead. But it'll be not dead like you think dead in a funeral home. But it'll be dead unto what the world is and the things in it. But you'll come alive to Jesus Christ. What must I do? He said, get born again. So he got born again. I believe he got born again later on. But he told him, that was in St. John. What do you think happened on over in the epistles and in the book of Acts and walk yourself on into the book of Jude of what's going to take place in the book of Revelation? I don't want to go to Revelation. I want to stay, praise God, in the book of Acts 24. I want to see the move of God. There's no ending chapter to the book of Acts, because the Bible said in Acts 2 and 3, there were 5,000 added to the church that day. Can you imagine 5,000 people being added to the church? Amen. But this story being broke up where you can break through. Some of you older saints of God say it like that. I say saints. Some of you members, some of you people that's been in church for a long time. I've seen people, I've questioned things. I've seen people get a real move of God's spirit in their life where I was not judging, but I thought I was the only one sometimes could have that supernatural move of God. So don't tell me when a man or a woman that comes to God and really gets right with God that they're not four-stepping into a place that God's getting them ready or getting me ready for a deeper move of God that I've never seen yet. I know I'm going to have to have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ than I got now. In the book of John, Revelation, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I saw a city. I saw New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. You better be in the Spirit to see a whole city coming down out of heaven. And he said, I also heard a voice behind me. When I turned, this is when he's on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I saw one like, hallelujah, his hair was like white as wool. He said his eyes were like flaming fire. And hey, this is the throne room of God. This is where God dwells. Am I going too fast? Is this crazy? But when I started talking about types and shadows, I'll get back to this. Let me get back to it. I remember 15, 20 years ago. I said, that's a type. That's a shadow. Hallelujah. When you see the Ark of the Covenant, that's a type of God. That's a type of deity. He said, I don't understand. But now most of you understand it. But now as I walk with God, I'm going to get back to hallelujah. I see that we need deeper walks with God. People that come in here, they may not look like you think they ought to look. But let me say this. Don't get by with that. Let me tell you, ladies. Let me tell you, men. Let me tell you, boys. Let me tell you, dating people. You better do your best to do right. Hallelujah. When I was coming up, and I went to the Church of Christ, the Baptist, the Pentecostal, I went to all of them. And they preached to me, and I got a little bit of the smorgasbord. You see, I'm not saying everybody was right to me, saying I got something what I liked there, what fit my situation. But one day I came to a place, I said, Lord, if this Holy Spirit that you've been talking about through many of these preachers and through your word is really real, I want to speak in a heavenly language. Some of you don't understand the heavenly language. Some of you don't understand other tongues. This is exactly what you didn't want me to preach on. Some of you don't understand just giving your life to God. But I'll tell you, there's a stepping stone, Lord, if you'd have been here. That was for that time. She asked the question. I'm using my anointed finger. Lord, if you'd have been here when I was sick, Lord, if you'd have been here when this one passed away. Well, you want me to tell you the Lord was there and many souls come to God and you graduated to a place that you could go to bed at night and say, Lord, you begin to pray, you begin to talk to God. He'd been dead 1, 2, 3, 4 days and he now ain't stinking. And then the Lord said, he's just asleep. He's going to live again. He's going to live again. And when you come to a church where the aura of God is so powerful and the presence of God so powerful, and you can tell that people have been praying, you can tell that even the baby's being dedicated, you can't only get your words out right, but the Spirit of God is upon that child so heavily and upon the mother and the friends. Hallelujah. This should be a sacred place up here and also down there that we worship God. I said I was going to dedicate all my boys and girls and my family and others.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.